You will listen to a university lecture on vehicle safety. Listen to the lecture and answer questions 1 to 6. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Listen and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good afternoon. I'm Professor Rhea Jensen, and today I am going to share some interesting information from my research paper on vehicle safety. What caught my attention was the appalling number of reported road rage incidents over trivial issues. Our research team handed out questionnaires to vehicle users in car parks across the city. They had to mark their experience from the four listed categories: damage to the vehicle, physical assault, verbal abuse, and a fourth category, no experience. We selected male and female subjects of all adult age groups. Surprisingly, most of whom we approached were keen to participate. We managed to collect 146 responses over 4 days. Now, what we found was that a substantial 89% of the respondents experienced one or the other kind of issue. Out of these, 47% mentioned major or minor damage to their cars or other vehicles, and surprisingly, the majority, that is, 66%, experienced verbal abuse. Only 13% reported physical assault incidents. It must be noted that the police were involved in the last case types. It was also found that men are generally more aggressive in response to road rage. One interesting factor is mentioned in a few studies on road rage. It's called pareidolia, the tendency to see human faces in any objects or on any surface. I'm sure you have heard of the man on the moon or the rabbit on the moon. Similarly, people see faces in cars. Car makers believe that pareidolia helps people to choose cars, and therefore, design the face and back of the vehicle to make it more appealing. But it is also found that most people see angry faces in vehicles. So that could be a potential factor in road rage incidents. Then, there are other common triggers such as traffic, tailgating, that is driving too close, slow or rash driving, lane crossing, and abusive gestures. While defining strategies to combat road rage, one has to acknowledge that it's more about how you handle it. There's less that can be done as a policy measure, because few incidents categorize as a criminal offense. I'll name a few strategies that I've detailed in my paper. It will be available in the library for reference. So, the first thing you could do is to be on time. Calculate your commute hours with all possible situations. Avoid reacting to every person or thing that could irritate you. Instead, stay calm. Focus on mind control while ignoring distractors. Avoid eye contact with other road users, especially the aggressive ones. Let them overtake if it pleases. It does not matter ultimately. Music can help. Listen to songs of your choice and make your journey a pleasurable experience with most matters under your control, not others. The research also covers other areas for road safety, such as